Tonight's shir is sponsored as Refuah Shleima for Chaim Lazer ben Pesha. Hisha Refuah Shleima b'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Anybody who wants to make any suggestions with topics, this is the last one before Pesach. There's not going to be a shir tomorrow night. I've got a few more I want to cover, but any other recommendations, please feel free to send them in. So tonight I want to discuss a few different topics that we're going to be sending out an email regarding the different details of Tfilos, davening b'yechidus on Pesach. So there are four topics I want to cover. The first two are just very straight. The other two are a little bit more involved, but we'll hopefully get it in 10 minutes. So the first topic I want to speak about is Yizkor, by yourself, Shir Shirim, Hallel, the night of Yom Tov, and Tfilas Tal. So with regards to saying Yizkor b'yechidus, that's very, very straightforward. It's brought down in Ishei Yisrael, a very important sefer for those who want to get a sefer on Hilchos Tfila. Ishei Yisrael writes that the Iker of Yizkor certainly is Kel Male, and that should be said B'tzibur, but a person's davening B'yechidus, he or she has the right to say Kel Male even B'yechidus, and then afterwards to say Avarachman when there's Yizkor, so that's what you do B'yechidus. Now, there's a custom, of course, to give tzedakah, so one should, if you're saying the nusach of giving tzedakah, one should make sure to give tzedakah before or afterwards to whatever organization they want to. So that's straightforward. Yizkor is said. With respect to Shir HaShirim, this coming Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we have the custom of saying Shir HaShirim. So normally one says it b'tzibur. There is no requirement to say it. It's long, but certainly if one wants to, they can. They can certainly say it. It's a very beautiful Megillah, as all Sifrei Tanakh are beautiful. So it's encouraged those who know how to. If you don't know how to lay it, you could certainly just read the psukim, but there is no requirement b'yechidus. Now let's get to Hallel, the night of Yom Tov, not at the Seder, but the custom of saying Hallel during Tefillah, or at the end of Tefillah, in certain shuls. So it's a very straightforward halacha in Shulchan Aruch, found at the end of Simin Tav Pei Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch writes, B'leil Rishon Shel Pesach, Gomim HaHallel B'Tzibur, we say a full Hallel in the Tzibur, B'Ne'ima, you sing it, you say it sweetly, B'Bracha, Tchila Vasof. There's a bracha at the beginning, there's a bracha at the end, V'chein B'leil Sheni, Shel Shnei Yonmim Tovim Shagolius. And if it's the Yontav Sheni Chutzarts, you also say a full Hallel. And that's the practice of the Sfardim. The Ramah says, V'chol ze ein anu nogen gain, we don't have such a practice, ki ein anu omen belayla bebeis knesses, ha halel klal, we don't say it. So there's no halal for the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim do say halal. This is all in the context of a tzibur. Now the gra, not the way yechidus yet, just dealing with the tzibur in general, in a regular Pesach, the gra, the practice to say it, the Rav Moshe said, there's a practice to say halal, the minog v'yitzol is to say halal with a bracha. Now there are those, the Chazanish and the Stipler said halal as well, but no bracha, so there's yesh for yesh. Some don't say any, some say with a bracha, some say without a bracha. So wherever you daven, that's what you have to keep to. The poskim talk about, let's say you're davening a place that says halal, and you normally do not say halal. Rav Moshe says, you can't change the minhag of the minhag makom, you have to daven with tzibur. What about a bracha? Should you say a bracha if it's not your family minhag? So Rav Moshe writes, if you could get away with no one recognizing you say a bracha, avoid the bracha. And if you can't, people are going to pay attention to you, go ahead and say a bracha anyways, because that's the minhag makom. Now this is what applies to us. Let's say the minhag of your family, of your shul, is to say halal, but you're davening someplace where they don't say halal. What should you do? So the Chidah says, you could say it b'yechidus with brachos. So based on this is the very important line. Now, in contrast to that, Rav Yashiv says, no, in that case, you should say b'yechidus without the bracha. So this is where the machlokas starts. So do you say it at all? Do you not? Do you say it b'yechidus with a bracha, without a bracha? What is the best practice? So I'm going to share with you all three different shittos. Rav Shechter is of the opinion that one does not say it b'yechidus at all, and that's based on the following. There's a gra in Hilchos Chanukah that says the minhag to light neiros Chanukah in shul is based on the concept of saying Hallel in shul Leil Pesach. In other words, the underlying point is Pirsumei Nisa. Just like by Ner Chanukah it's Pirsumei Nisa, saying Hallel is also Pirsumei Nisa. That being said, Rav Shechter pointed out, if it's not in shul, there's no minhag. The whole idea is to dafka say it in the tzibur in the base knesses. So if Shechta came out that one should not say b'yechidus at all, even if you have 10 people at your seder, however that might be allowed. You have 10 children, let's say, 10 boys. So then, nonetheless, he says it not to say it. It was only instituted in the base Knesset. I heard last night on one of the calls with the Rabbanim that the quote of Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says one should also not say Bechidus at all, because then you're getting involved in the problem that you only say Bechidus at the Seder. Now, if you're saying a Bechidus at Tefillah, you're now perhaps being fulfilling your mitzvah of a Seder Hallel, but not saying it al Seder HaKosos. If you say it in Shul the Tzibur, that's a different Hallel. But when you say Bechidus, so now maybe you're saying your Chiv Haggadah, but you're not saying, rather, your Chiv Hallel, but you're not saying it al Seder HaKosos. He said not to say it for those reasons. However, it's brought down by other poskim that Yitzchak should say Hallel without brachas, like Rav Yashiv said. And then, yet there's others who said you should say Hallel with a bracha. So, Piskei Tshuvos brings down all these different opinions, and he quotes from the Chachmei Kabbalah and from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov that one should say Hallel even b'yechidus, even with a bracha, and they bring down that was the practice of the Noda B'Yehuda, and it also brought down others as well. So, in laying out these three shitas, what should you do? All three are fine, whatever your minhag is. But Rav Weinberg is recommending those from the Kila, those who are following the minhag of the Nisach Svard and Talmid Baal Shem Tov. He's recommending those say a Hallel with a bracha b'yichidus. Now, those who are uncomfortable because their family minhag is otherwise, certainly you have what to choose from. These are the options. Last point I want to discuss now is Tfilas Tal. What should a person do for Tfilas Tal? So this is based on the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch there discusses what should a person do to Tfilas Tal in general. On a regular Pesach, what do you do? So the Ramah writes, the way it normally works is that during silent Shemona Esrei, we all say, Mashiv Aruach Omrida Gashem. And when the Shliach Tzibur does Tfilas Tal, he says, Morida Tal. So then, now we stop saying, the Ashkenazim stop saying Mashiv Aruach. They don't say Morida Tal anyways. They stop saying Mashiv Aruach. Now the problem is, nowadays, there's no tzibur. There's no tefillas tal. So in terms of saying tefillas tal, one certainly is allowed to. You could say the whatever you want. There's no kim of tefillas tal. But there's no shtech tzibur. There's no tzibur to announce it. So what are you supposed to do? So Rav Schechter had this chat. Rav Schechter said, now for the Ashkenazim right now, we'll get to the Sephardim in a second. For the Ashkenazim, so they normally say Masher Ruach, and during the year, summer, they don't say anything. Now, what happens if an Ashkenazi says Morida Tal during the winter months? So the Tosos quotes from Yishalmi that your Yotzei Masher Ruach Min Hagashem if you b'dieved said Morida Tal. So he says what you should do is on the Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach in Musaf, all Ashkenazim should say Morida Tal, even though normally they don't. But b'dieved it works for the Tosos. So everyone say Morida Tal, and that will serve as the announcement of Tfilas Tal because everyone just said it. That was your announcement for every yachid of Tfilas Tal. And then comes mincha time, Ashkenazi doesn't say anything. That's Rav Schechter's, that was his chiddush. I heard from the other night, from the other Rabbanim, that Rav David Feinstein says, no. We say Mashiv Ruach during Musaf for the Ashkenazim, and then we just stop saying it, mincha time. There is no Tfilas Tal this year. There is no announcement. We can't make an announcement. However, Rav Weinberg is still looking into it, but he seems to think that I think normally in the shul, maybe Elliot, he could tell us probably better than what I remember, but in some shuls, you could just announce Morida Tal by a Nusach Sfard, and you could say Morida Tal during a silent Shemona Esrei. So if that's the case, there, you know, you don't need the Shlech Tzibur to say it. Any form of announcement could be sufficient, so still hold off on that point here, but Weinberger did think that during silent Shemona Esrei Musaf this year, we should say Morida Tal from that point, and continue, of course, after that point of saying Morida Tal. But again, for clarification of all these pieces, just stay tuned to an email, hopefully coming out tomorrow, that's going to go through step by step all the tefillahs over the next week or so, how a person should go about doing it. Okay, I was asked to open up for questions if you want, so I'm going to just open up.